Chronicles 29:11. I love this passage. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hey, happy Thursday to you. Good to see you. Joey Kroll with you on this October the 6th, 2016. I hope you're having yourself a great week. I was a little bit under the weather yesterday. I was a little down and out. Oh, you know, it's kind of ironic because I got sick on Saturday and then I got sick again yesterday, and I was fine in between. I don't know what had happened, but I'm okay today, at least for now. So, oh, friend, it is so good to see you. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful, wonderful week. It's going to be an exciting time for our family this weekend. We're going to go down to St. Louis to go see the Chicago Blackhawks slaughter the St. Louis Blues this Saturday night. Timothy and Hannah, our kids, and I, we're big Blackhawks fans. And my wife, though, she's a Blues fan. So we just kind of lift her up every now and then when we're praying, you know. No, we're looking forward to that. Just that family time, so, so important. So we're looking forward to that. This month, by the way, is October, of course, Pastor Appreciation Month. And I'll tell you what, friend, we're going to have a special program for the pastors today, but also for ways for us to honor our pastors. So we have some great pastor appreciation songs and ways to appreciate your pastor. So stick around for that. By the way, just want to quickly remind you, here at Great News Radio, we are a listener-supported radio ministry, which means we depend on God's grace, but we also depend on people like you who financially support, but also pray for this radio ministry as well. Prayers are greatly, greatly appreciated. If you feel led to do so, you can let us know of your financial supports. You can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org. Click donate, or you can just mail it in. Yeah, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here, thank you so much for your continued prayers and gifts of support.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to plead for me above. He lives, my hungry soul to feed. He lives to help in time of need. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer. My mansion to prepare. He lives to
Oh, yeah. Talk about a beautiful song. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen and amen, friend. Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the friends part, Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for having your radio tuned. You can always catch up with me, by the way, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, as mentioned before, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. You know, pastors typically make substantially less each year than their own board members, deacons, and elders. Nearly 70% of pastoral spouses work outside the home, most often due to a financial need. So one way to just honor and appreciate your pastor this month is maybe send them a gift card to their favorite restaurant. You know, I know many churches host a card shower each October for their pastor, maybe during a potluck, and maybe have a card shower where members kind of present pastors with gift cards and thank you cards and notes of appreciation cards and let them know how much the pastor has made a difference in their lives. So we'll continue to look at some other ideas on how to celebrate your pastor this month. But first, here's a great pastor appreciation song right here from Donna Jackson. It's called The Pastor Song.
You answered the call and obeyed God's command. He sent you here. We know you're in his hand. Your message from the Word touches all our very soul. We've seen your faithfulness and we want you to know. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. In the still quiet place, on your knees in prayer, God sees your tears, hears the burdens you bear. The Lord's by your side, blesses all that you do. Through the good and bad times, he'll see you through. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. Oh, my child, well done. My child, well done.
Donna Jackson and the Pastor Song. Of course, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
Dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard these angels singing, and someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as you came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school. I was only eight, and every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. So thank you for giving to the Lord. I am the life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you, said, remember the time missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. And you didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Oh, Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm in heaven today. So thank you for giving to the Lord. That was changed. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. One by one they came, far as your eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. And it was the little things you done, sacrifices you made. Well, they were unnoticed on this earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry. Friend, I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord, 'cause I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so so glad you came.
Honoring pastors today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. And today we're talking about and celebrating pastors and playing some great music that just appreciate their hard work. And also looking at ways to just honor them and celebrate them. You know, I've heard of a church one time investing, pulling together their resources and finances to purchase a full set of Bible commentaries for their pastors. So that's a great way to just let him know that you appreciate him by investing in him, because obviously you're going to get a return off of a great gift like that. Lifeway.com posted just a couple other ideas. Maybe do an office makeover. Maybe do a surprise office makeover. Fresh paint. Maybe some new furniture. Maybe a computer upgrade. Lifeway.com also recommends maybe putting together some of his favorite things in a basket. Think of a small thing your pastor enjoys, maybe like M&Ms or fishing lures, coffee, and put it all in that basket and surprise him one Sunday right there, either on his desk or in the pulpit. I know some churches put together video presentations of videos and pictures of the pastors in action during the past year, set it to maybe music and play during the offering or whatnot. I know some churches submit an open letter to the local newspaper to announce to the community their appreciation for their pastoral staff and their families as well. But in the midst of all of this, friend, I know we're coming up with some fun ways to celebrate pastors. But I encourage you today to pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray that the Lord will keep him focused on the things of the Lord. Pray for your pastor's wife. Pray for your pastor's family. It is not only a difficult position to be in as a pastor, but for a pastor's wife and the pastor's kids and their entire family. Pray for them. Lift them up. Go to the throne room of God on their behalf and pray. Pray that he will stand firm in the pulpit. Pray that he will continue to be bold in preaching the entire word of God, and pray for his relationship with the Lord. Pray for your pastor.
To the guy who left the pamphlet on the midnight Greyhound bus that asked me if I knew where I was going. To the late night TV preacher when I couldn't sleep a wink, reminding me there's peace for those that know him. To the kid who wore the t-shirt that said Elvis is cool, Jesus is the one.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you today for the men that you have set apart in the role of the pastorate. Father, I pray for sons of thunder in the pulpits on Sunday. Father, I thank you for the pastors. I thank you for their wives. I thank you for their families. I thank you that you've called them to be salt. You've called them to be light. And Father, I pray a special blessing on them. Lord, I ask that you just encourage them, Father. I pray that you surround them with great godly folks who will love them and lift them up. As they lifted up the hands of Moses, Father, I pray churches will lift up their pastors today. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Friend, I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention today and the fellowship. I really appreciate that. But just be sure to let your pastor know that you appreciate him. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. And for the rebroadcast tomorrow night, 7:32 p.m. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.